Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, Buenos just put out chips. It's the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio.
Five servicemen outside a government building were killed early this afternoon when drunk drivers in a Ford Mustang collided with their 2004 Dodge Colt near a second government building in a suburban CDA car crash. Three children are also feared dead. Police suspect suicide on the part of both drivers. Three fanatical sports fans from the Ford Mustang are being pursued. Quote, high speeds and alcohol are thought to be contributing factors. We're questioning several suspects, end quote, said investigator Sean Day. Quote, one of them is named Carol Adley, end quote. Police this morning found a body thrown into the cargo area of a CDD Subaru hatchback. The body was thrown there from the severity of the collision only hours after the driver's blood draw. Quote, just think of as many names as you can, end quote, interrogators said. The police surprise came from the gender of the driver showing a blood alcohol level of 0.24. The driver's gender was female. It was Carol Adley. Two women outside the CDA airport perished when they were struck by a 2012 Volkswagen Monday morning. The pedestrians, 38 and 59, were standing near the Terminal 7 check cashing facility when they were struck around 7:45 a.m. Both pedestrians were rushed to CDA hospital and died there within 3 hours. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Terminal 7 was briefly closed before being reopened around 8:10 a.m. The vehicle's driver was named by police as Carol Adley. After being warned about the consequences of their killings by Officer Sean Day, a military couple found speeding after a night of clubbing and arguing outside a bar at about 1:30 in the morning killed 17 passengers in a powerful bus collision, leaving the debris of their black Mazda strewn at the scene. The intense fighting with her boyfriend started earlier that week in CDE. Further analysis of the Mazda debris revealed traces of accelerants, including oil, gas, and alcohol. Further testing revealed a blood alcohol level of 0.15 in the boyfriend and 0.19 in the female. The female was Carol Adley. Quote, her Mazda slammed into the bus at least 87 miles an hour, end quote, said investigator Sean Day. Authorities quickly identified drivers in the burning wreckage and tried to resuscitate those passengers not still breathing. One motorist driving to safety following the attack reported she saw four passengers engulfed in flames. She called nearby police and the local base authorities and reported seeing the four passengers engulfed in flames. Suicide is not being ruled out. At least three civilians outside a heavily fortified CDE credit facility showed blood alcohol readings of 0.19 following a collision Saturday night. The crash came on the heels of news that their friend's Ford F-150 had slammed into a commuter bus stop, killing 12. The friend was Carol Adley. Among the 12 were 3 children and at least 6 recent immigrants returning home from work at a local munitions plant. A child's car seat was found at the scene of a recent roadside crash, 3 local daycare workers told a news conference. Quote, "Our question is this. Is this happening based on policy, or are just a couple of rogue students, suicidal females, daycare workers, and servicemen doing all this?" End quote, said investigator Sean Day. One daycare worker died, along with 2 other adults, when the Dodge pickup they were driving blew up on impact next to a CDB shopping mall security booth, triggering a 3-hour search of homes in the nearby neighborhood. 7 of the occupants in the Dodge Ram pickup had been drinking shots inside a friend's Ford F-250 pickup truck. The driver of the Ram pickup truck was pronounced dead. The remaining 5 were arrested, along with Carol Adley. An injured local military official killed in a second collision was killed after his gas tank detonated in a collision with fanatical sports fans in a 2013 Nissan Sentra while transporting 2 crash victims, along with City A police forces. Quote, "Think of as many names as you can," end quote, investigators said. Witnesses at the scene of the explosion could only think of one. The extent of the injuries has not been released, but the CDA police group had clearly ignored several previous warnings. They could think of only one name they'd received warnings about. They could only think of Carol Adley. A third fatality this week followed field testing of the drivers of 5 Mercedes transport vans stopped at a CDC interchange. Earlier that night, at 3 times the legal limit, a woman ran a red light at 97 miles an hour in a Chevy Suburban, crashing into 4 men, leaving a fundamentalist Christian church in one of the 5 vans. The collision killed 8 others from the CDC neighborhood, leaving the church in transport vans. Reports on the driver's military and religious background were released early this morning. The driver of the Suburban had quarreled with police all Friday afternoon after cracking down on her boyfriend before a night out drinking with friends of hers at a bar near the local military base. The driver's name was Carol Adley. Quote, "All the fanatical sports fans in her Chevy Suburban were well above the limit of 0.08, end quote, said investigator Sean Day. Before the accident, friends had pleaded with her not to drive, according to base officials. Officers continued to narrow their profile, although friends of hers had given CDE interrogators conflicting stories. Quote, "We expect fanatical behavior, and we expect them to be young men," end quote, said investigator Sean Day. Quote, "Sometimes these drivers have a strong religious orientation," end quote. The driver had made plans that night to avoid driving because she knew she would be drinking. At one point, she apparently gave one friend in her group the keys to her hatchback. Quote, "The crime she committed, it may have been murder," end quote, said investigator Sean Day, quote, nine persons were there, including five local servicemen, end quote. Seven people, including those working in the back seat of a burning and subsequently exploding Dodge delivery vehicle, and at least three foreign workers are feared dead after being struck last night on the freeway interchange outside CDB. Members of a private security firm from the nearby financial district drove to the scene of the accident late last night. By midnight, mourners had placed homemade crosses and a number of flowers near the accident scene. The driver's blood alcohol level was three times the legal limit. The driver was Carol Adley. Quote, at least three foreigners and three security personnel were killed in the blast, end quote, said investigator Sean Day. Quote, we have no other information to confirm anything at the moment, but no connections are being ruled out, end quote. One person was killed and dozens injured after a church charter bus carrying students, soldiers, missionaries, and recent immigrants overturned Thursday after swerving to avoid a dark-colored Chrysler sedan. The crash took place around 3:30 p.m. near the CDB airport. One person is dead, another person is dead, three people are dead, and seven other people are dead. 13 are injured critically. Some of the injured are children. Some of the dead are children. The driver of the dark-colored Chrysler sedan remained motionless in her vehicle while crews worked for more than 3 hours to cut several remaining people out of the bus wreckage. Their condition is not known. Three helicopters transported patients to four local hospitals along with five ambulances. The church charter bus was completely overturned, with portions of it crushed and the engine smoldering. Quote, the bus could be seen resting next to the dark-colored Chrysler sedan, end quote, said Officer Sean Day. Quote, the driver of the dark-colored Chrysler sedan was Carol Adley, end quote. Earlier this evening, a Ford Fiesta exploded near the southern entrance to a CDA trailer park, injuring eight people. Witnesses at a graduation party clearly saw the driver. An earlier blast had destroyed her brother at an identical CDA party 1 year earlier. The driver's blood alcohol level has not been determined. Several witnesses have named the driver as Carol Adley. Locals registered surprise and decided to confront a local woman and her boyfriend upon hearing that the pair had been drinking and had struck a subway head-on in their Toyota Camry just as it reached street level. The blood alcohol level was measured at 0.22. The blood alcohol level was Carol Adley's blood alcohol level. Yesterday's incidents are the latest in a string of crashes with a higher death toll than is typical. On Sunday night, the then 27-year-old Carol Adley veered toward a CDD government compound construction site, forcing three drivers off the interstate. Her car then obliterated three teenagers picking up trash in the median, leaving a total of 10 people injured and three dead near a central government compound. Quote, think of as many names as you can, end quote, interrogators said. three local men had equipped the cab of their blue Chevy Silverado with beer bottles and assault rifles outside an off-sale liquor store near the area's largest military base. The group included a 19-year-old recruit and a 20-year-old recruit and an 18-year-old recruit. Another group joined them in a red Kia. The incident filled locals with a continued sense of dread that nearby military bases, department stores, bars, and restaurants have become the target of fanatical sports fans for months now. Quote, "They have targeted our central department store. One group hit a rear of a backhoe at a hospital construction site," end quote, said investigator Sean Day. A driver under suicide watch at a local security company shared jail Sunday night with another driver arrested at the scene. That driver's name is Carol Adley. An out-of-control taxicab rear-ended a CDB bus and hit several parking meters after jumping the curb and collided with pedestrians, injuring more than 11 people on Saturday around 2:30 a.m. The cab driver and the pedestrians were all taken to a CDD hospital, where six later died and three later died. The taxicab driver was Carol Adley. Just before noon, a 58-year-old driver rammed her 2007 black Cadillac Escalade into a commuter bus. Quote, "The impact sent the Cadillac SUV over the curb, where it struck a 53-year-old woman and a 45-year-old man on the sidewalk, as well as the commuter bus," end quote, interrogators said. A 48-year-old woman who was riding in the back seat of the Cadillac SUV also sustained minor injuries. The female pedestrian and two bus passengers were taken to CDC hospital, also with minor injuries. The cause of the crash was not immediately clear. Quote, "Five of the eight people killed were killed by an overturned Lincoln SUV," end quote, said investigator Sean Day. Witnesses said a car sitting next to a collision barrier outside a nearby hotel flipped when the Lincoln went through the four-way stop at a high rate of speed. At a second checkpoint outside the city, witnesses said the driver plowed into the intersection and stopped only when someone slammed into the side of the vehicle. Following the collision, the Lincoln's gas tank ruptured and burst into flames. Passersby pulled victims toward the suburban outskirts on Sunday night, a CDB university student reported. The person who slammed into the side of the vehicle has been identified. It was Carol Adley. Two students were killed and three injured when the car from which they heard a huge blast landed them adjacent to a local drunk driver. The three were going to a drive-in to meet a friend. Quote, "The friend, the unnamed driver, who killed three members of the armed forces at the drive-in, had a high level of alcohol in her blood," end quote, said Officer Sean Day. Quote, "Her name is Carol Adley," end quote, he added. Quote, "A teen cyclist was struck and killed by a Ford Econoline delivery truck early Thursday," end quote, said Officer Sean Day. An unidentified 16-year-old was pedaling north when the truck, traveling west, slammed into him as it crossed the intersection. The teen was taken to CDB Hospital where he died 45 minutes later. The 26-year-old driver of the truck remained at the scene. The crash is still under investigation. She has not been charged with a crime at this time. Her blood alcohol level was 0.11. That was her blood alcohol level. In the second worst traffic crash week in the city's history, police found suicidal females responsible for the strongest local impacts last week. Homecoming parties were also responsible for several of the impacts. Quote, "People come home and they start drinking alcohol," end quote, said Officer Sean Day. In the crash, a minivan carrying a family killed a teacher from an immigrant neighborhood in CDD. Further testing of the driver's blood alcohol level confirmed the crash to be entirely preventable. A local military unit commander who had caused an accident at a similar homecoming party last year was arrested for felony DUI at the scene. Three were killed, nine were killed, and five were killed, and two were injured in the crashes. A CDB official was arrested early Monday after she veered off a highway and smashed into two men standing outside an abandoned 1998 Buick LeSabre. The city official, Carol Adley, age 41, was charged with intoxicated manslaughtering in the fatal crash just after midnight. Quote, "She was driving northbound on the highway in a truck when she drove off the road near the stranded motorists," end quote, said investigator Sean Day. "She struck two men standing outside the abandoned vehicle. Quote, think of as many suspects as you can," end quote, interrogators said. Police arrested 16 in a sweep of CDC's College neighborhood, nine of them on charges of vehicular manslaughter. Eight of the drivers had recently returned from outside the United States and had been drinking overnight in separate cars in the predominantly student area of CDC. Police have linked DUIs involving at least 19 military personnel and more than a dozen recent immigrants to the recent alleged crash on a CDA roadway. Quote, "The involvement of nine drunk drivers from the base speaks for itself, as does the involvement of an immigrant woman from Wisconsin," end quote, said Officer Sean Tay. The 39-year-old woman will face DUI charges along with three passengers in their 20s. Quote, "The question is this happening based on policy, or are just a couple of rogue students, suicidal females, servicemen and immigrants doing all this," end quote, said Officer Sean Tay. The immigrant driver from Wisconsin has been identified. The immigrant driver's name is Carol Adley. A female student was found highly intoxicated after speeding at 1:14 a.m. when her Chrysler Sebring careened off the road and into a nearby police checkpoint on the suburban outskirts of CDB. Following the collision, a serviceman on leave slammed into a tree in his Jeep Cherokee in an attempt to avoid the student's Chrysler Sebring just before dawn Wednesday, killing four police and wounding 11 people, including a minister and a local woman. The student was Carol Adley. An 88-year-old suicidal female has been taken to the hospital after a car crash in CDC. She was riding as a passenger when her car was hit by a 1971 Ford Mustang that was attempting to make a left-hand turn. The crash happened just after 11 a.m. Friday. The 88-year-old passenger was taken to CDC hospital for observation after complaining of injuries. No additional details on her condition are available. The Ford Mustang was cited for failing to yield the right-of-way. The driver of the Mustang said that the 88-year-old woman appeared intoxicated at the scene. She had reportedly grabbed the wheel just before the impact and forced the car to swerve. There were no signs of impairment for either driver. Quote, "The question is this, are these accidents happening based on policy, or are just a couple of rogue students, immigrants, suicidal females, munitions workers, and servicemen doing all this?" End quote, said Officer Sean Tay. The string of deadly accidents this month have been largely concentrated in the northwest part of CDB. Wednesday's crash at the furthest northwest checkpoint left 5 women in serious condition and 3 immigrants injured. It represents the 9th crash this month in this largely student area. One of the cars destroyed a 1-story brick building and damaged nearby houses as well as a small produce market. Witnesses said that not all of the service women and immigrants involved could be identified. One of them could be identified. She was identified as Carol Adley. A driver and a passenger died in a car that split in half after slamming into a fire hydrant. The blue 1998 Toyota Corolla was headed east just before 1 a.m. when the driver lost control and slammed into the fire hydrant. The driver was declared dead at the scene, and his passenger was rushed to CDC Hospital, where she was later pronounced dead. Another front seat passenger got away with minor scratches and refused medical attention at the scene. The passenger's full name is not being released. The front part of the Corolla ended up flying onto a neighbor's lawn across the street. The passenger's full name is Carol Adley. EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum, www.ebfn.org.